USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. More checks and balances in D.C. as House Republican Oversight Committee Chair James Comer reportedly starts the ball rolling on a contempt of Congress case against the current head of the FBI.
The FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee. And we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
Comer believes the documents at issue might show evidence of President Biden making lucrative deals with a foreign national. Biden and the White House have denied all claims against him. At the same time Monday, lawyers for former President Trump met with Justice Department officials and Special Counsel Jack Smith. The meeting in D.C. comes as Smith's investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents is said to be nearing an end. Federal investigators are working to determine what caused the deadly crash of the plane intercepted by U.S. fighter jets over the Washington, D.C. area Sunday. Four people aboard were all killed in the crash, while the pilot was incapacitated earlier. Investigators still wonder how that happened. The Saudi Arabian government says it will cut oil production this summer, which will likely push gas prices higher in the U.S. That breaks an earlier pledge by OPEC nations not to cut production before the end of the year. NASCAR is facing a backlash from fans during Pride Month.
All because NASCAR tweeted a photo supporting the LGBTQ community. Stephen Rhodes, who happens to be the first openly gay NASCAR driver, said in an interview with Queen City News, "Sure, some fans may be leaving, but I can assure you that there are just as many new fans coming in." I'm John Schaefer.
Wall Street's closing lower to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 199 points. This is USA News.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The bodies of all three unaccounted for men in the Iowa apartment building collapse have been found. Davenport Chief of Police Jeff Bladell says they have now recovered all the victims.
On Sunday, June 4th, victim recovered as Ryan Hitchcock. And on Monday, June 5th, 2023, a victim was recovered as Daniel Prian.
The city says the remains of Brandon Colvin Sr. were recovered Saturday. Investigators still have not said why the building collapsed. The House Foreign Affairs Committee will be able to view a classified cable on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Republican chairman to the panel, Michael McCaul of Texas, announced today Secretary of State Antony Blinken agreed to give lawmakers access to the Dissent Channel cable. McCaul in March subpoenaed Blinken for access to a document written by U.S. diplomats in Kabul criticizing the administration's plans to withdraw troops in 2021 and had threatened to hold Blinken in contempt if he failed to provide the document. McCaul sees the cable as important to understand why the Biden administration failed to anticipate the rapid takeover of the country by the Taliban. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A former FBI agent that was convicted of spying for Russia is dead. According to multiple sources, Robert Hansen was found dead in his prison cell Monday morning in Colorado. They initiated life-saving measures until he was pronounced dead by outside medical personnel. Hansen was arrested in 2001 and pleaded guilty to selling classified material to the Soviet Union and eventually Russia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.